week's about Aaron Rodgers, and anytime he faces a marquee quarterback like that, what have you learned about him? Give us some perspective on what he's like to defend.
Very special. He's a very special player, especially at the quarterback position. He's one of the best in the league. He can make every throw. Yeah, he can look you off and throw the opposite way. He can run. So we definitely know we got our hands full this week. So we got to just go out there and communicate well and compete.
What did Detroit do, though?
I think they did a great job of tackling. You know, they did a great job of tackling, and they disrupt the receivers. You got to be able to disrupt these receivers, and the defensive line got to get after them. You know, they got the quarterback. So they definitely did a great job at that, and they kept them from scoring. So it's kind of tough to keep these guys from scoring, but Detroit did a great job at that.
Is this a game made for this rivalry? Is it, you know, cold and blustery and outside the way it should be?
Oh, yeah. I don't like the cold part. But, yes, it's made for it. You know, it's big-time football. Definitely good for this rival. Both teams are good, so it means something.
When you get practice for a guy like Rodgers, do you intentionally hang with plays longer because you know he can extend plays with
his legs? You definitely do that. I know coaches already talked to the scout team guys about, you know, extending plays and, you know, with us staying in coverage. You know, got to stay in coverage. You got to keep your eyes on your luggage and compete. We got to be able to compete. He's going to throw his guys open. We know that. So we got to go out there and play at a very high level.
Everybody loses guys during the season. How much do they miss Jordy Nelson? Because it seems like he was always the guy that would be wide open when they...
He's a Pro Bowler guy. He's an All-Pro guy, man. I know he definitely missed that guy. He's one of the best in the league, you know, at what he does, man. And it's tough to, you know, see the guy get injured because I like to compete. I want their best on the field, so... it's tough to see him go down, but I know other guys have stepped up and made plays for him. So they lost three in a row, but that doesn't mean nothing. Coming in here, we know they're going to put their best foot forward. You know, they're going to put their best foot forward. They can't afford to lose this game. They lose this game, I think they'll be two games back. And we trying to go out there and compete and get this win.
You sense a different vibe this week, Captain, whether it's the T-shirts, just the magnitude of the fact that they're one game up this late in the season in the division race?
I don't think it's a different vibe. I think we're just taking it one day at a time, man. One day at a time, one play, and one week at a time. That's something we're trying to do, not trying to get too high on one game. You get too high on one game, that's when you go out there and mess up and don't play as well. So we're just trying to keep it as a normal game and just compete. That's something we're trying to do, just go out there and compete and try to get this win.